Proclamation number 6315, dated the July 18th, 1955. Descent into Hell. Single quote. When humanity's hour of salvation struck, the previously departed spiritual beings, the souls of people before the birth of Christ, dwelled in an intermediate realm, neither on earth nor in the kingdom of light and bliss, and waited for their hour of salvation. This is only comprehensible for you humans if you know about the original sin and the reason for the act of salvation, if you know about the infinitely wide chasm between the once fallen spirits and God. The human being's earthly life was unable to bridge this gulf, even if it was lived according to divine will, for the original sin had not been redeemed as yet, and the human being would never have been able to redeem it during one life on earth. The redemption through Jesus Christ, however, applied to all spiritual beings. The act of salvation was accomplished for all people, past, present and future. For Jesus' crucifixion opened the gate into the kingdom of light, so the souls in the intermediate realm were also able to enter as soon as they acknowledged the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. This plan of salvation through Jesus Christ regarding the return of the spirits to God was decided from the start, and from the time of the first forefathers the coming of the Redeemer was repeatedly announced through seers and prophets. And all people who professed God, who made an effort to live according to His will, were told about the Messiah who was meant to bring salvation to people. Yet not all lived to see Him. Many generations before Him were called back from earth, and their souls would now have to linger for their Savior. This is why Jesus descended to hell after His death. He wanted to bring them deliverance from Satan's shackles as well, since the latter was still able to keep them enslaved because the guilt of sin had not been fully redeemed as yet. For God's adversary would never ever have released these souls, to which He was entitled in view of the fact that they had followed Him voluntarily into the abyss. However, in hell, too, existed many obstinate souls which only regarded the divine Redeemer, like everyone else, as a human being akin to themselves, and did not believe in the redemption through Him from sin and death. Their free will to decide also had to be respected. Therefore Jesus did not enter this realm of spirits in His radiant state, but as Jesus, the man, who had died on the cross. Yet many knew that He was the Messiah who was repeatedly announced to them. All souls could have found this faith in Him, because God's messengers of light had constantly informed them of the events taking place on earth, and because the forefathers devoted to God in that realm did not stop informing them of the prospect of the divine Redeemer's coming. For they acted on the Lord's instruction, so that His descent into hell would be expected, and He was thus able to bring redemption to countless souls and open the gate to be tutored for them as well. The descent into hell resulted in the return of the first fallen spirits to God, for whom the human being Jesus had paid the purchase price through His crucifixion, and thus, from then on the actual process of return began. The first spirits, having been bound by Lucifer, found their freedom for good, even though their previous life had already prepared the path for these souls up to gate, which was still closed but which Jesus had opened and thereby cleared the path into the Father's house for every soul which wants to walk with Jesus Christ. Amen.